another great weekend right here, right now on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. And now, your host for Computer Talk, here's Dave Mason.
And welcome back, America, the second hour of Computer Talk with Dave Mason, border to border, coast to coast, and galaxy-wide, your home of common sense technology. Talking about all kinds of fun stuff, Facebook's creepy little experiment, the Pew Research situation, where they're talking about, it's not football season. It's not football season.
I like this kind of party, baby.
I'm talking about our show, man. I like this kind of party.
Well, that's true. It's a party.
We'll be here all day, baby, for another hour. That's about it. We only got this is the second hour.
That's all day for us.
It's not going to be all day.
It's like a day. It seems like a day. Yeah, every minute seems like an hour.
We can stretch this show. We can make it seem so long.
Yeah.
And I know you listeners just love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It slows down time. We're like a time machine. We slow it down. If we speak long enough, you'll go back in time.
And repetitive enough. Actually, you can speak quickly enough to actually make it happen. You're like Superman going backwards around the world.
Okay, you just got 5 seconds back.
866-821-8255. 866-821-TALK. So we had moved on, and we were just talking about Bitcoin and how interesting it was and how I think people tend to get seduced by some of these sorts of things that relate to technology. Bitcoin itself is not a technology. It's an idea that requires technology to implement the way it's intended to be implemented, which is just a virtual online currency. It doesn't physically exist anywhere. And it's a very sophisticated and brilliant, in fact, design. You can actually do Bitcoin mining. I mean, you'll see, if you ever see ads for a Bitcoin mining machine, what the heck? What is that? Is that like some great big backhoe? Or what is the deal? No, it's a computer that literally runs through mathematical calculations. The higher the speed, the greater the Bitcoin mining quantity in a given period of time. So they have very high speed computers that use a bunch of GPUs, the graphical processors, to aid in calculating and running through these calculations and mining Bitcoin. And there's no cost for that Bitcoin other than the cost of a mining machine and the time it takes to do it. And there's just a certain amount of Bitcoins that will ever be produced. And so they have some intrinsic value. But here's the problem. It's very risky. And this is the situation. We talked about this earlier in the show. This is the environment in which people jump on board without kind of really giving it a lot of thought, dive in head first, get hurt really badly, and then go cry to the government. And so what's the first thing that happens? Government comes in, they regulate it, they tax it, they do all these things, right? Isn't that the process, generally? Whether it's kites, whether it's cars, whether it's money, financial institutions, great promise, kind of a wild environment, risky environment, people get burned, a few, and the government comes in and takes, I suppose, some of the risk out, but there's a huge cost for doing that. Well, I got this email from this fellow. He just put, just forwarding it to me. He hadn't written it. But it was an article about someone who had written about Bitcoin and how just incredible the potential was for Bitcoin. The government wasn't involved. It wasn't taxed. It was completely anonymous. It gave people a lot of power to transact business and not be, at the behest of governments and financial institutions. I mean, one of the biggest things he talked about was just being independent of the banks, because there's a lot of bank I don't know what the word is, bank, not bank envy, bank hatred, I suppose you could say. You know, people just, you know, besides the corporate sort of hate that people have, corporations are bad and we need to destroy them, there's a more defined hatred against banks because of the financial manipulations, and some of this stuff is very well founded, and I don't begrudge anyone their resentment of banks. Sometimes there's a lot to be resentful for. But in this article, talked about how it just was this incredible, powerful tool that would make the average Joe and Joe S the independent, autonomous person that we were intended to be. And it was a very interesting article. It was kind of fun to read because it was so naive. I mean, it was refreshing. I mean, it would, you know, you reading this thing and thinking, or at least I was, wow, wouldn't it be wonderful if there was actually, you know, a possibility that it could actually happen this way. A complete lack of understanding that the instant Bitcoin becomes a threat, and I don't mean the threat in a, you know, violent, overt way, but, you know, once it becomes big enough and there's enough potential tax loss because of Bitcoin transactions, and there's enough population using Bitcoin that's beginning to affect the valuations of government currency, believe me, governments will step in. I mean, it's happening now. And it hasn't really reached that level of threat, I think, to most governments. Especially after the Mt. Gox fiasco, some people really lost a lot of Bitcoin. And, well, I mean, you know, the thing that occurs to me is that, you know, easy come, easy go. I mean, a lot of these guys, you know, bought $10 worth of Bitcoin, and in 4 years it was $250,000, you know, and so, you know, easy come, easy go. There is a degree of that to that. But, in fact, who's those twins? They're kind of weird. They used to do, I don't know how they got famous or really even who they are. They're like the Winklehawk twins or something, a couple of guys, like 30-somethings that are twins that got famous, and I don't even know why. They did some phone commercials for a little while, some cell phone commercials, and just kind of a weird deal. Well, apparently they got into this at the right time and made, you know, $1 million or $2 on this thing. Now, I'd be interesting to get an update of where they stand now with their Bitcoin investments. But listen, I don't care what the technology is. I don't care what the technology allows. You must be very careful. I'm not saying Bitcoin's not legit. I'm not saying you shouldn't be in Bitcoin. I'm not saying you shouldn't be paying for your Domino's pizza with Bitcoin. I'm just saying, get real, keep your feet on the ground. Technology's wonderful. There are great potentials, but the realities are rarely what the potential is. Right? Be very careful. If we come back, we'll finish up with Bitcoin. And your call is 866-821-8255.
Coast to coast, border to border, and galaxy-wide. Computer Talk with Dave Mason, back after this.
Hey, guys, this is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's data recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to DaveMason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's Data Recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's Data Recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's Data Recovery at DaveMason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the Internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at IDVault.com today and save $10. That's IDVault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. You've done everything you're supposed to do to protect yourself from identity theft, the fastest growing crime in America, but nothing's perfect, so how can you guarantee that your identity won't be stolen? Hi, this is Dr. Dave, host of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. LifeLock is the answer. Listen to what LifeLock CEO Todd Davis told me recently on my show.
The idea that you're going to hide your information clearly doesn't work. Let's go tell those criminals we're going to take control again. I'm not going to live in fear. I'm going to surf the web. I'm going to bank online. I'm going to shop online. I'm going to take advantage of technology without worrying about looking over my shoulder about who's going to steal my identity or what damage they're going to do to it. I'll back up every client we have at LifeLock with that $1 million guarantee.
There you go. You can stop worrying about identity theft because the folks at LifeLock have got your back. LifeLock, real identity theft protection with an astonishing $1 million guarantee. Go get LifeLock today at LifeLock.com or call 877-LIFELOCK. That's 877-543-3562. Tell Todd Davis, Dr. Dave sent you.